Kristen Bry can be pretty helpful around the house. Here she is assisting her mother in their Wisconsin Rapids home.
I'm going to try to work on finding out how to do that absentee ballot thing again. You know, I thought I'll do it for the rest of the election stuff, and I have this done because who knows what's going to happen. But kind of needs your help again.
Didn't I already show you how to do this?
Yeah, but I think I forgot. So could you please help me? Please.
So go to My Vote.
That's from a short video Bry made that breaks down how to vote absentee here in Wisconsin. She produced it for her new web series aimed at empowering Wisconsin voters, aided by comedy, called As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen joins us now to talk a little more about it. Kristen, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a project I understand that came about at least partly because of the circumstances of the coronavirus pandemic. So how did this web series get started?
Yes. So I'm from Madison. My parents are from central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids. I spent both of them went to the UW. My dad played basketball for the Badgers. So big Wisconsin family. I, on the other hand, have been living either in California or New York from home my whole life and then just coming back to visit. I had thought I was going to come back for this year to actually try to make more of a documentary about swing voters and inconsistent voters and basically all the target demographics of people that are they're trying to get the vote out this year because Wisconsin is such an important swing state. And so I thought I would come home for the primary and start to get footage and very quickly could not get any footage because we were all in our houses. And so I tried to improvise by interviewing people on Zoom and recording that. And then the idea was planted to me that there was because of the election on April 7th, there was basically a dearth of information of how do you actually do absentee ballots with the voter ID part of it. And so I made that first video with my mom of helping her get her absentee ballot. And then that one did so well. So then I made another one about checking the status of your absentee ballot. And then I made one with my grandmother about getting a witness for your ballot. And they were just getting so much traction that I was like, all right, I think there's something here that is probably a better use of my time and could impact more people than a hindsight 2020 documentary might. And so I dropped that idea and now basically moving forward and just trying to put out as much content as I can between now and the election that is basically ranging from the news to how-to videos about I'm going to register to vote in Wisconsin and document that, but then also doing like deep dive issues and trying to make complicated, sometimes boring information a little bit more palatable by using comedy.
Yeah. How do you take stuff that sounds like maybe our dimmest memories of civics class in high school and make it fun?
Well, it's a lot of charisma will help. comedic timing will help. Silly analogies. But sometimes it's really hard. I think it's a combination of getting the most important points across and really like in my practice of doing some of this before, it's like it's doing a ton of research and then literally paring it down to the most important information and then layering jokes on top of it. Because I know for myself, the superstars of this, whether it's Last Week Tonight and John Oliver or Jon Stewart or Trevor Noah, or some of these, like the way that they make the news just more accessible to people who are so turned off by the news these days, like is just like what I really aspire to be. And I think it's really helpful and also necessary because sometimes people also just need to laugh.
Now, you've worked in California and New York, as you said, but it turns out the perfect cast members for your project were what, quarantining with you?
Yes. Well, it's so funny. So I actually moved to L.A. when I was 16 to be an actress. And so I had grown up in Madison doing the CTM shows, and I'd always been a performer. What I didn't know until now was that I got all that talent from my mother. she has become quite the, and especially because we improv the whole thing. So I really think we should have gotten her in like Second City or something like that back in the day.
Yeah, in that voter in the absentee ballot when she was a good sport about her quarantine hair.
Yes. The update there, she did get a haircut, okay. Which she's very excited about. No, she is a good sport period. The ability for her to, you know, poke fun at herself and let herself be kind of the butt of the jokes sometimes, as far as her ability to do technology, definitely lends itself to the humor in a lot of those.
Now, who are you trying to reach with this? Do you see this as for your generation, a younger generation, your parents' generation, a little bit of all of them?
I think it's a little bit of all of them. I think specifically when I choose the topics I want to cover and also the tone I want to take, I'm trying to reach people who are not super news consumers, who are sick of the partisan rhetoric that's been so dominant in Wisconsin politics over the last 10, 15 years. Because I think it's easy to, you know, you follow people on Twitter or whatever, and just like the finger pointing of whose fault and Republicans or Democrats. And like, when most people, I think, just want stuff to get done. And so how do you focus on the issues or the facts? And also the applicable ways that things can change, regardless of the party and who's in charge. And so I think trying to focus on not even moderate and swing voters, but just kind of people who aren't so entrenched on their side, and make something for them, who also, you know, it's also for people who just love Wisconsin. Like, there's definitely a lot of Wisconsin culture and humor that I am incorporating in all of this.
And just in our last few moments, you mentioned the response is part of why you kept doing it. What are you hearing from briefly here in Wisconsin?
The response has been unbelievable. I mean, I've been making political comedy videos. Before this, I was doing it under a show that I created called Below the Fold, which was more on national issues and a lot of, I think, training me to be able to actually be ready for this moment. And so, but what's been incredible is that I've gotten more traction and more of a positive response in 2 months of this project than I ever did with that, which is great. I think it's also like when you're in bigger cities, and it's been a really refreshing experience after spending my entire adult life in big cities and like the major, you know, it's LA, San Francisco, and New York. And so to come back to Wisconsin and realize that like not that many people make stuff on this, like this kind of stuff that you watch on Comedy Central or HBO, but like make it for your community. And so I think that's probably why there has been such a great response to it.
Kristen, thanks so much for sharing it with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Kristen Bry of Wisconsin Rapids, now creator of the web project As Goes Wisconsin, her concept to use comedy to inform and empower voters here in the state.